Pennsylvania will likely be decided by a razor-thin margin, so political canvassers are descending on the state to try and pick up any votes they can. You may have had someone knock on your door. From the WHYY Climate Desk, Sophia Schmidt shadows a group that hopes to mobilize potential voters in Philadelphia who care about the environment.
A small group of volunteers gather at a park in Philly's Manayunk neighborhood. They wear stickers on their shirts with green check marks that read, Environmental Voter Project Volunteer. They're here to knock on doors and get people to the polls in November.
So we'll do our quick little training so that everybody can get started.
Volunteer Hillary Nyberg lives in South Philadelphia. She explains the group is targeting people who are likely to care about climate and the environment, but who rarely or never vote.
So today we're going to be talking to registered voters who are unlikely to vote in this upcoming election about getting out to vote.
The Environmental Voter Project is a national nonprofit with one goal: build a base of environmental super voters. Founder Nathaniel Stinnett wants to mobilize a climate voter bloc that can't be ignored.
Politicians will only lead on climate when voters force them to. And so we've got two ways to make that happen. One is to try to convince a whole lot of voters to care more about climate change. And that's hard and messy and expensive. The other way is to get a whole bunch of people who already care about climate to start voting. And that's a little bit easier.
Stinnett says the group starts with surveys to find people who already count climate as their top political priority. Then they use demographics, where people live, and factors like whether they've recently bought an electric vehicle to find other people who could become environmental super voters. Philadelphia is one of four cities where the group is canvassing this fall. The group is nonpartisan, so they don't talk about candidates or parties. And surprisingly, they don't talk about climate change. The strategy is just to get people to commit, to show up to the polls.
Thank you so much. I think we're ready to throw.
I trail Nyberg around the hilly neighborhood of row homes. She follows the map of target households on her phone. She opens gates and storm doors. She knocks. She rings doorbells. She knocks some more. And most people don't answer.
Try the next one. All right, we're looking for Molly and Caitlin here.
At each house, Nyberg writes the target person's name on a door hanger. It includes the date of November's election and a little peer pressure. It reads, who you vote for is secret, but whether you vote is public record. After knocking on doors for over an hour, Nyberg finally gets a chance to put the strategy into action.
Hi, my name is Hillary. Is Brian available?
The person doesn't want to talk, but Nyberg squeezes in her line.
Can we count on you to be a good voter this year and vote in the election? Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Walking away from the house, Hillary counts the interaction as a win.
I spoke to the person who was on my list, which is awesome, and he said that, you know, he's going to vote in the fall, which is wonderful.
Stinnett sees even this brief interaction as a success, too.
You just got them to say that they're going to vote, and that's like a trap closing on them, because now one of our other volunteers can call them right before the election and say, hey, remember on September 29th you said that you were going to vote? Well, the election's coming up on Tuesday, and we know you want to keep your promise.
The group's strategy of talking about voting instead of climate may seem counterintuitive, but Chris Borick, a public opinion researcher at Muhlenberg College, says it's smart.
We know who these people are. We know that climate matters for them. But would climate itself unlock the door? It hasn't in the past, right? They cared about this issue. The cares were there. The saliency was there. Yet it didn't translate into behavior.
In Pennsylvania, the group hopes their efforts will be key to unlocking a few thousand additional environmental votes this fall. It would be a small but potentially important sliver in a state where the past two presidential elections were decided by just tens of thousands of votes. During the canvassing event in Manayunk, the group of volunteers together talked to a few dozen people. To Nyberg, the volunteer, this feels like she's made a difference.
I want to be a parent and thinking about like the future of my future children, the children of my friends and families, of the kids in my neighborhood. I want to know that that I've done what I can in my lifetime.
For WHYY News' Climate Desk, I'm Sophia Schmidt.